called David Tennant. 10 inch.
Good morning, Kristen. How are you?
There you. How's the hangover, mate?
I've not got a hangover.
Oh dear.
I've been struggling with this cold all week.
Oh, one of those, yeah.
Yeah.
Your Friday morning cold.
A Friday morning cold. No, I've been doing. I did Graham Norton last night with
a croaky throat.
So you know, that's what I've been wanting to recover from this morning before I speak to you.
No, fair enough. And how was it? It's a great show. That is. I like it.
It's a really good show.
As we bring it all out at the beginning. He doesn't need to dig it in like that. Did he do that? He's very, very funny. It was like a little...
Well, you know, I've been working with the best, Christian. I don't want you to disappoint me.
Hey, listen, congratulations, then. You picked up some work in America. You've got a big American pilot, I see.
I've got a pilot I'm off to do in a week or so, yeah.
And you're a young buck of a lawyer.
I am. A lawyer who has stage fright in court and ends up having to tutor his clients to defend themselves, yeah.
What a neat little idea.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Good.
And are you called Rex?
I'm Rex.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's such an English name to give away, isn't it? After the great Rex Harrison.
Well, I suppose, yeah, but he's American, this Rex, so I don't really know where they've got that from. It's not short for anything, is it,
Rex? You've got to do the Hugh thing. You've got to do the accent.
I do, yeah.
How's it going?
All right, I think.
Can we hear any early...
Unfortunately, it's too early in the morning.
I knew you'd say that. You do realise this is what it's going to be like all next week. How's the American accent going? Well, how are you doing there?
Yeah, and that's a very good Irish, but the American...
I'm tuning it in. Huh? Give me a couple of minutes. Hey, howdy, partner. So you're going to get up there in the dock.
Well, that's good. Maybe you can give me some lessons next week.
Oh, don't worry. We've got plenty of time for that, me, you, DT. And where in America is this lawyer going to be from, just so I can practice my accent over the weekend?
LA, I think.
LA. Yeah. Okay, I've got something to work with now.
Yeah, sure.
And how are you? Excited about Doctor Who being on next weekend?
I'm very excited about that, yes.
I hear it's terrifying.
It's a good scary, you know. Just the right amount of scares.
And what are you up to this weekend? You're going to get some sleep? You've got a big weekend, or...?
My dad's birthday. Celebrating my dad's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. Your dad, who's had a cameo in Doctor Who as well, isn't he?
He has. He was Agatha Christie's butler.
Isn't that great? If you are Doctor, you go get your dad a little bit of work as a cameo role. Stephen Merchant put his dad in the second series of The Office, so I think that's a lovely thing to do for you. What are you doing with your dad over the weekend?
A bit of fireworks.
Cool, you know, he's only splashing out, are you? One of those free displays up near you. What's it about the Scots? Free firework display?
And, I think he gets involved in, it's somewhere, don't worry about it. It's a thing, special firework.
Oh,
thing.
I see, it's a private firework display.
Not quite, but, you know.
Yeah.
He runs it. My dad tends to run things, he doesn't get involved.
Leona Lewis performing it afterwards in David's large estate.
That's right. She's in the basement. We keep her in the basement.
That's fantastic. Well, I hope you have a great weekend. So, are you looking forward to co-hosting the show next week?
I can't wait. I'm very excited, yes.
And what time are you setting your little DT alarm clock?
I don't know. What time do we have to be there?
You need to be... Well, when we had that lunch, bearing in mind we'd had a cup of drinky peas, well, you said you'd be in at 5:30, but I can't believe that's going to be
true. If you get in at 5:30, I'll be in at 5:30.
You're going to be here at 5:30?
Of course I will.
What are you like at 5:30 in the morning? All sort of hissy and...
Perky.
Oh, that's worse. I'd rather
perky
you,
and
I'd
ready
rather
to
you
go.
Moody in the corner, not looking at any of us.
No, I'll be all pumped.
But the thing is, you know, when you go and get on a TV set, you have a lot of people and flunkies around you to make sure you're all right. It's just me, Richie and Martin. There's no one else here.
Clearly you've not read my radar. I'm expecting a staff of... 5 or 6.
Okay, yeah. Well, we can work with 5 or 6. And tea or coffee, what do we need to have for you?
Always coffee. Right. Always black coffee.
Well, I mean, you're talking to the wrong man, because main duty Wednesday morning for you is Richie will show you where the tea machine is.
Right.
I like mine milky with 2 sugars.
I don't know if... I mean, you know, I'm not quite sure if that's how the contractual negotiations worked out on this.
Well, listen, the thing you've got to remember, David Tennant, is, one, you're unemployed.
you're
either here next week or you're out in the street corner where I saw you the weekend selling the big issue.
That is that, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, next week I'm giving you a bit of paid work here. It's Christian O'Connell with David Tennant.
No, you haven't read the contract because I get top billing, clearly.
So you think it should be David Tennant with Christian O'Connell?
I think that's what we agreed.
I thought it was more of a kind of, you know, the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show with the guy that used to be Doctor Who, David Tennant.
No, it's the David Tennant Show.
With Christian O'Connell?
Featuring Christian O'Connell.
What about the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show with special guest, unemployed actor David Tennant?
Well, I don't think that's what your listenership are expecting.
Okay, what about the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show with special guest David Tennant?
I think it's the David Tennant Show. Christian O'Connell. To be honest, we don't even need to mention your name. You can just be... You're like my Brian.
Oh, no! That means I don't work on the Breakfast Show at all. So it's next week, it's just the David Tennant Breakfast Show.
From Wednesday to Friday, it's the David Tennant Breakfast Show, yeah. You can still come in.
Play the songs?
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce this and the last song today? And this is The Cure, In Between Days. You might also just get used to saying it's the David Tennant Breakfast Show, then.
That's fine. That'll be excellent. Are we ready to go on that?
Yeah, fine. Do it.
Well, hello, listeners. I'll see you on Wednesday for the beginning of the David Tennant Breakfast Show. This is a little preview. This is The Cure and In Between Days.
You can play it yourself.
I can't quite reach the button from here.
Wow. It's going to be an awkward little ride, isn't it, next week? Hi, listeners. This is still the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.
Well,
this is The Cure, In Between Days.
Know.
Told you we should have got that young guy who's a new Doctor Who. You know, that's who we need here. DT.
Yeah.
I'll see you next week.
I can't wait. See you at 5:30.
That'll be there for one morning. There we go. He gets there for like 7 o'clock. Let Christian do the first hour to warm them up. DT, have a lovely weekend. We're looking
and
forward
you,
to
mate.
It. Take care.
Yeah,
wish your dad happy birthday as well.
Thank you.
I hope Leona Lewis is great and Westlife will
Thank
perform
you.
There.
Bye.